Hello and welcome. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and this is episode 67 of Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing. Today, I'm going to talk about two different books. The first book is called The One Thing. It's from Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. It's at connieloves.me/the-one-thing. One is spelled out, O-N-E. The other book is called The Icarus Deception, and it is from Seth Godin. It's at connieloves.me/Seth Godin. Godin is G-O-D-I-N. And these are books that I like to reread and listen to over again because they're so powerful. They impact my personal life as well as my business. So let's talk about what is your one thing right now. What do you need to do? What do you want to do? For me, both personally and professionally, it's finishing my latest book called In Pursuit of Healthiness, How I Reinvented Myself with Intermittent Fasting. And I had intended for this book to come out about a month ago, and it wasn't meant to be. I need a little more time. I have two incredible people that are adding chapters and a foreword to it, and I have one of those, and I'll have the other in the next few days. So it will be published by the end of October, and that's coming up very, very quickly. But sometimes things take a little longer. Right now, that's my focus every single day, to read through the book, to go back through my outline, to reach out to people that also might have something important to say that I could share within the pages of the book. For you, what is your one thing? What do you need right now? Is it a blog? I have my Fall Jumpstart program in process right now. And I have two people there that don't have a blog. And I can remember as clearly as though it were yesterday when that was what I needed. I needed a website that I could use as a blog. So I will be able to facilitate the setting up of the blog. It's a very simple process. If someone tells you that their blog is being created, it will take another month or so, there's something wrong. A blog is set up very, very quickly. You can always make it prettier later, get it out there, and publish. And I'm going to talk about when it's time to ship what you have. So I also want to talk about strategies and tactics and the difference with those. Strategies are different styles of thinking. It's more of a gray area. It's how you want to approach your life and business. And I'm saying life and business here because how we do anything is how we do everything. So if you make improvements, incremental improvements in your personal life, that will carry over to your business and vice versa. So tactics are more step-by-step. They're more black and white. So with a blog is a strategy. Now, using Medium to syndicate your content, using social media, those are tactics, and they are things that you just do them. You either do or do not, as Yoda told us, there is no try, and you make things happen. So if you need help with tactics, reach out to people. There are so many people, me included, that are thrilled to tell you what that next step is. If you need help developing a strategy and implementing a strategy and sticking to a strategy, then you need a coach or a mentor. I do mentoring. I don't call it coaching. I never have. So who will help you? Who are the people in your day-to-day life and in your online or brick-and-mortar business life that you reach out to help you? Many times, people in your personal life, family members, friends, they aren't the best people to go to. You might want to run something by them, but I've seen a lot of messes get created from somebody having a friend set up something for them, and then it was awkward when they wanted to have someone else redo it or do something else for them. So you decide with this. So based on the information contained within the pages of The One Thing and The Icarus Deception, and if you have to choose between the two books, please get Seth Godin's The Icarus Deception. And again, connieloves.me/Seth Godin. And here are my takeaways just from the last few days of reading and listening to it as an audiobook. Don't wait to be picked or chosen. Ship. So we don't need permission to move forward with our business. It's time. It's time. You already have what it takes. Step forward. People want and need what you have to offer. Pull back the curtain and reveal yourself. So there aren't really rules with what we do as entrepreneurs. You won't be reprimanded for making a mistake. Mistakes are sometimes costly, but you'll limit that in the beginning. And I'll give you an example of that. When I had a blog set up initially for me back in late 2005, probably fall 2005, I went to someone based on a recommendation who would set up a website, and he was very logical, very methodical in what he asked me to do and what he needed so he could move forward. And he charged me about $500, which was a lot of money for me at the time. And I had him set it up, and I included some images. I wanted palm trees for some reason. I still love palm trees, but I went out walking in my neighborhood and took some pictures of palm trees that with the blue sky in the background and a few clouds here and there. And so he used those images, and I wrote a little bit of content, a little bit being probably one or two posts with maybe 500 words. And when I wanted him to change the way it looked, then everything I had written was wiped out. The content disappeared. So I decided that I wasn't going to use an HTML site. And I was using FrontPage at the time. It was always clunky and awkward for me. I was able to make some changes, do a few things. But WordPress was becoming better established. And now to have a WordPress site set up and hosting and a domain and everything, it's less than $100. So, and also, if you change the theme, and you will over time, I mean, my ConnieReaganGreen.com site is 15 years old, and my Huge Profits Tiny List site is 9 or 10 years old, and or maybe more, maybe 11 years old at this point. And when I want the theme changed, the content remains intact because WordPress is a CMS, a content management system. So I don't feel like I threw away the $500 or so for that first site, but I learned a faster, easier, superior way. Also, WordPress sites rank very well with Google and the other search engines. So that's an example. I want you to think of yourself as an artist. And most of us didn't think of ourselves that way when we wanted to become an entrepreneur. But if you look back, if you look back at the history of your life, you may discover, and it's an interesting discovery, you may discover that you weren't an ideal employee. I know I wasn't. I always had ideas about things to do a little differently and things I wanted to do, whether it was teaching or, you know, any of the other jobs that I had over the years. I was a claims adjuster for Liberty Mutual Insurance, and I had ideas there. But typically, the supervisor or the boss or the principal of the school, they don't honestly want to hear your ideas. They might entertain them, but they don't truly want them because there's a way that the job is to be done, and that's what they want you to do. So think of yourself as an artist. You're a creative. And I don't know when that word became a noun. I was aware of it several years ago. But think of yourself as an artist, as a creative, as a thought leader, as a big thinker. And did you know that entrepreneurs are three times as likely to be dyslexic and or have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD? I like to say that I knew I was dyslexic from the time I was 3 or 4 years old. And in school, they were always trying to make me write with the other hand because I was trying to write with the left hand. They wanted me to write with the other hand. I became ambidextrous, at least a little bit. And also, you know, my numbers were written backwards. I had all the classic signs of dyslexia. As far as attention deficit, I never thought of myself in that way. When I came online, I thought, I do have a little of that. I need to work on that to develop it further. And if you have attention deficit on any level, that will be beneficial to you as an entrepreneur. It's very exciting. Remember that the only thing holding you back is you. There's no person, no situation, nothing holding us back. We all have reasons and excuses and people and situations that we blame. Let go of that. It doesn't serve you. Let go of it. Take full responsibility. And once you do, you'll become focused and productive and successful. You'll make money that you didn't know you could make to that level ever before. I thought teaching and working in real estate simultaneously, I pretty much had reached the pinnacle of what I would be able to earn, no more than about $150,000 a year. That wasn't true at all. I was in that box because I put myself in that box. I came online, and it took me a year and a half to get to that level of $125,000 to $150,000 steady income, and that's annual. But once I did, I blew past the next goals I set for myself, to the point that my goals now are to continue to increase my income, to earn as much as I possibly can, and to donate half of the money. Because finally, you don't need so much money for your day-to-day, for your living expenses, for the people that you're helping. So that's an incredible way to live. And when I say that you can't go back to where you were before, to who you were before, it's because once you start doing things at a different level, you'll be vibrating at a different level in the universe. It's scary at first, then you get used to it, and you like it. So these are things that I want for you. And again, please pick up these two books, The One Thing from Gary Keller and Jay Papasan at connieloves.me/The One Thing, TheOneThing. And please pick up from Seth Godin, The Icarus Deception, at connieloves.me/SethGodin, SethGodin. I love sharing information with you. I love hearing back from you, because that's a very powerful connection. Seth, in this book, The Icarus Deception, talks about the connection revolution and the connection economy. It's different than networking. It's that different on all levels. You may feel like it's networking when you start out, but it's connecting. And that is extremely powerful, will help you build a business to epic proportions, and will change your life forever. So again, I'm Connie Reagan Green. Visit me at ConnieReaganGreen.com. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. Green is like the color, no E on the end, G-R-E-E-N, ConnieReaganGreen.com. Also, visit my newest site. It's a little over 2 years old now, but I'm very proud of it. It's called MondayMorningMellow.com. It's where I write stories as a writer and share life experiences. They're all based on fact. Some of them morph into fiction as I'm writing them. And I realized about a year ago that really is my goal, to be writing things that are more fiction, but based in fact, as probably much, not most, but much of fiction writing is. So I've loved spending this time with you. Again, Connie Reagan Green with Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.